Okay, it's 7 o'clock. I'm going to call the Town of Discovery Bay Community Service Districts to order. Would you join Director Guteau in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay, at this point, we have public comments, and we're on the teleconference. Is there any public comments?
Dawn Marie Sears has joined.
Okay. Is there any public?
So, Mr. Chair, we have two members of the public on the line, including Dawn Marie, who just joined us. And if they want to unmute their lines and make a comment, if they could state their name so you could recognize them, that'd be the way to go. Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I'd go ahead and move on to the next item.
All right, we're going to close public comments and move on to the consent calendar. I'm going to ask to remove the minutes of last meeting and also item 3, which is reported delinquencies. We're going to remove those from the consent calendar. So we have remaining the registered of district invoices. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There's 5 ayes. Okay, we'll go back to the minutes. There's just a little housekeeping that I saw. I don't know if any of the other members saw anything, but the let me get to the right page here. On
Bill Helfrich
has joined.
All right. Under comments on business G1, about midway down, it says Director Leet indicated the consensus at the Water Wastewater Committee meeting was to proceed. Actually, it would be the Finance Committee. And then on item number 2, it mentioned that Director Leet questioned location of Well 7. That was actually Director Graves. And then there was a motion to accept resolution. That was probably Director Graves also. I would have not made that motion. And then one other comment is on number L, future agenda items. Said Director Pease expressed, I was concurrent, but I think Director Mayer actually was the director on that one. And with the removal of the delinquencies, that's been brought to a conclusion, so we won't need to reschedule that. And I'll bring back for the draft minutes now that those motions have been made. Do I hear a motion to approve the draft minutes?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. And with that, now we're going to go to...
And Mr. Chair, just making sure, I'm sure you intended to include that is the draft minutes as you just amended.
Correct.
And I'm assuming the second was in concurrence and the vote was unanimous in support of that. Anybody disagree with that? Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Okay, with that, we're going to move on to our monthly wastewater report. Violi, please.
Combined report?
Yeah.
Months? Okay.
So this is for February and March. It's, this has been going on. So the first two records are the safety and the work hours are combined. So we're up to almost 40,000 work hours without accident on the wood. The update all monthly reports, and then on annual biosolid report were submitted on time. All wells are active. We produced a little bit over 53 million gallons in February and 61 million gallons of water to the community. All vaccines were tested, all negative. Reduction-wise, February we were down about 9% from 2013, and we're back up to about around 30% in March. So with all the stay-at-home, we have not seen a real high water demand yet. On the wastewater side, February, March, wastewater plant funded beautifully. We do have some new permit limits that took effect February 1st. The biggest one is our conductivity, which is our salt content, which the town has struggled with for years and years and years. And the state did raise our permit limit from 2,100 to 2,400, so we're well below that now, so we're looking good. That's been a big issue for years, but we continue to monitor the lift station biannually just to kind of see where we're getting the high hits, and they're still coming from the same area.
Where is that, by the way?
Well, like over here in Newport, like by Cypher Park, we get a high content because we know there's some in-home bakeries over there. People are running businesses out of their houses, mm-hmm. catering type stuff. And we have a couple over there in the Lakes community also going towards the Lakes lift station because we get a high hit there when we pull samples. No violations. In February, March, all the lift stations are running. Staff continues to set sewer lines as we can, and staff continues to do a great job during this time because we have nothing but time to do PMs. So we keep that clock to a bare minimum, and very little, just minor, but most of the overtime and call outs have been power blips. We'll get little blips here and there, and something kicked off, they have to go out. And here, this was just a letter we sent to all of our customers throughout North America. I poured one to Mike to let you know what Billy has been doing on doing this pandemic. That staff, we do practice social distancing. Staff are not together. We got one in wastewater, one in water, one taking care of belt presses, one doing collections, and the maintenance guys are always separate. They're always in two separate vehicles. Chemical inventory. That was a big issue when this first started, to make sure we had enough chemicals and we could get them. So we moved our hypo delivery, which was for the water plants. We used to get a delivery every 2 weeks. We moved that up to weekly so we keep our tanks full. And we have enough on hand for about 30 days at all times. And same way with the chemicals at the plants. We have enough power for the belt press for about 4 months. So, and then PPEs, staff does take caution with them. Using sanitizers and disinfection and stuff like that. So, other than that, things are going fairly well so far, knock on wood, on the water and wastewater side. And then I did want to discuss a little bit. We did get a letter from the state on our annual conductivity for the year 2019. Like I said, our limit was 2,100. We had about 2,285 for the year 2019. They did send us an NOV, but no penalties. And they did raise our limit, so hopefully moving forward it won't be an issue. Any questions?
Actually, a couple of questions.
Yes.
On the salt, when we talk about home bakeries,
yes.
It's a probable cause within certain areas. Well, is that legal?
I don't know.
Is there anything we can do? Because if they take us over the limit, we have the potential of being fined.
Well, the issue is, there's a few issues. Our water coming out of the ground is about 1,000. So we already got 1,000 in the water. And then you got water softeners. A lot of the old side of town has water softeners with salt. And then you have people who cook with salt. So if they have a permit to have a business, I mean, all you can do is kind of, it's hard to trace it to that exact person. We just kind of know what area it is until we start monitoring a physical manholes that we know only this certain amount of houses. It's kind of really hard to pinpoint where it's actually coming from. But it's something that can be done.
Okay. The other is water wastewater for the month of March. Any changes at all that you've seen with the shelter at home?
Not so far. Like I said, our water production hasn't really went up that much, very little. We've been steady. around about 2 million gallons a day going out, and then our wastewater flows usually pretty steady during the week. The weekend, we do get a little bit higher flow. Our plant does struggle a little bit with DO, but we've got a high volume of organics in there, but it does recover pretty quickly. But other than that, we haven't seen a real hard hit to the plants. No. Yeah.
Thanks.
So, out of curiosity, with the you know, the Wipes and the Pipes campaign, at what point will you know whether or not this current pandemic stay at home that people are, if that has increased, not increased, or?
Well, one of the things we've been doing actually the last couple of weeks, we've been actually going out checking our lift stations more quickly. We do check them weekly, but we've been out pumping them with back trucks.
Are you seeing a higher level of wipes or?
No, no. We've seen some different materials in there. Like we did pull a rag out of a pump, I mean a towel rag. We haven't seen a huge increase in wipes yet, but we're trying to keep things moving pretty slowly with that same issue of people buying those and flushing, but we haven't seen a big increase yet.
I will say that the campaign is working to a certain extent. I did see in one of our social media websites that somebody had asked, if anybody know where there's disposable wipes, and there was like 10 comments of no wipes are disposable. So as an informational thing, I think the message is getting out, and that's really good news.
That is a good news. I think with the schools being out, it's kind of helped a lot too, because the preschools and stuff like that was kind of a pull that they would when they did the children.
Okay, well, and with that, thank you very much. And with that, we're going to go to business and action items, F1 discussion, possible action for water wastewater rate study. Staff, please.
Good evening. We are back with the rate study, which contains water rate option 3 and wastewater rate option 4. Both rate options have been put into the final draft of the water and wastewater rate study completed by Lehovet and Singh Municipal Consultants, along with the Prop 218 mailer. We are looking to move forward with the study and the Prop 218 process. Allison Lehovich and I are both available if you have any questions.
And does any of the board members have clarifying questions at all?
No.
Seeing none, I'll open this up to public comment. Is there any public comment on this item?
This is Frank Vincenton. I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead, please.
So, okay, from Frank's on, it's verifying, okay?
Yes.
Okay, first 5 years ago, homeowners were not successful in protesting water and wastewater increases. Therefore, the rate study for fiscal year 2014-15 included water and wastewater rate increases through July 1, 2020. So why was the fiscal year 2020/2025 rate study conducted 1 year early instead of when due in 2021. Second, living within one means is proper project management. Using revenue bonds is flagrant financial mismanagement. The board needs to stop citing, quote, future state mandated products, unquote. The board should have planned ahead and earmarked existing funds. Third, so who gets what? The board gets excessive funds. Homeowners get water and wastewater rate increases on July 1, 2020, unless 50% of the homeowners successfully protest the increases in writing. Homeowners get revenue bond debt through 2050. Homeowners get to vote board members out of office in November 2020. Finally, the board must think that homeowners do not see the board's financial trickery. Whose idea was it to combine early rate increases and revenue bond increases and provide options to show, quote, if this debt, then this rate increase, unquote, and then close and then choose the lesser rate increase to make homeowners feel good and to overlook the new revenue bond debt? The predictable board's 5-0 vote tonight needs to be met with an over 50% homeowner vote against water and wastewater increases. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Hearing none, I'll close public comment on the rate increase and bring it back to the board for discussion. Do we have any additional comments at all or any questions? I'm surveying the board members and there's no questions. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make the motion to accept the staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
5-0, agenda carries. With that, we'll move on to business action item F2, discussion approve about the resolution 20 approving installation of playground equipment. Staff, please.
Good evening.
Allison Lahovich has left.
March 18th board meeting, the purchase of the play structure was approved. You'll notice in the packet, originally installation estimate was between $45,000 and $55,000. Based on some new information from the county earlier this week, that number likely will be around $60,000 to $65,000 for installation because of larger footings that they're going to require and some engineer drawings to do so. But still falling within our allotted budget. So we put the purchase of the structure in motion, and tonight we'd like to adopt resolution 2020-08. File the notice of exemption with the county clerk's office, as it's exempt from CEQA. Authorize the general manager to issue requests for proposals and secure bids for the installation. And authorize the closing of the parking lot during construction.
Okay. Does any of the board members have a question or clarifying questions at all?
Why does the parking lot have to be closed?
Stage their equipment for installation, safety.
Okay, with that, I'll open it up for public comment. Do we have any public comment? It appears there's no public comment, so we'll close public comment period and bring it back to the board for any discussion.
Mr. Chair, it appears that there was a member trying to get in. You need to unmute your line if you're interested in making a comment.
Go ahead, whoever's in the public that would like to.
I see nobody. I think it's probably background noise and people's phones. No big deal.
Okay.
Move on.
With that, we'll bring it back to the board for further discussion and or motion.
I want to state that we've worked together with Bill and the Park and Rec Committee, and we have reviewed all the possibilities and other options, and with regards to quality, safety, and all the other things that go along, it's our recommendation that this move forward. I would make that motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. Okay, thank you. With that, is there any director's reports? Seeing no director's reports, we'll do to general manager's report.
No report.
Do we have any future agenda items? Surveying the board, there's no future agenda items. So at that point,
Yes.
Okay. What is the yes?
I would like to see the future agenda items include a request for transcripts of the meetings, because the board is now conducting these meetings via telephone. Often the speakers are difficult to understand. There is a service on the internet, rev.com. That will facilitate a transcription service at a very affordable rate. I believe the last time I checked, it was, pardon me, $1.25 per minute. Given the length of the last meeting, which was I believe, between 13 and 14 minutes. That's a very low cost to the district to afford the transcript. Again, because the people who speak are often difficult to understand.
Okay, just for clarity, that this item should have been brought up during public comments, but I'm going to ask staff to look into it and see what may transpire. So with that,
okay, I appreciate that. I also would ask that on a future agenda item be considered to conduct these meetings via video conference. There are several internet-based services or providers that offer that service. Zoom, WebEx, there was a third, I can't remember now, but the video conference would give an opportunity to members of the public to see who's voting on what, and I believe that would be a great advantage.
I'm going to give you the courtesy of not cutting you off, but that should have been under public comments also. I'll direct staff to look into it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.